hugely disappointed. If truth be told, I didn't see that coming. We'd worked so hard all week. The mood in the camp was absolutely and utterly superb. Boys put a great shift in all week. We wanted to, our aims and objective was to try and build on our 3 points and a home win last week. And we probably lost the game tonight in the first half. We were off at all the things that we've been working so hard on, and the players have been working so hard on, and that aggressiveness out of possession and that intensity and urgency. For whatever reason, and I can't put my finger on it right now, that just wasn't there in the first half. You prepare for every game, and you always look at, pretty much if you talk to any manager, they'll look at what happens if you're winning, what happens if you're hanging on, what happens if you're losing, what happens if, and you try and go through all those steps in your head before a ball gets kicked. Sometimes it goes in your favour, sometimes it doesn't. When it goes in your favour, you get called all the great things. When it doesn't, you get called all the terrible things, and that's part and parcel of football. It's not something that I was surprised in how they played, I was just surprised in how we played. And as I say, those boys are hurting in there. They know that we didn't do the things that we'd worked so hard all week on, as I said, and prepared for. But we have to roll our sleeves up, take it in the chin and go again. I think we had more than enough chances to get something from the game. At the time I was up high, obviously, but I didn't think Gavin White's goal was offside. I'd like to see that again, and I'm not going to accuse anybody of getting anything wrong at this stage because I haven't seen it back. But again, I thought it was a game definitely of a lack of intensity in the first half and weren't clinical enough over 90 minutes, and that probably cost us. I keep saying this, and there's nothing, even in tonight's defeat, that's going to change my mind. I work with these group of players every day, and they're a top bunch. You can't ask any more of them as far as their work ethic's concerned and their professionalism. I'm not going to sit here either and try and make excuses and say, oh, it'll take time and this, that and the other. Tonight wasn't good enough on our part, and we'll take that in the chin, and as I say, we'll move on to Monday night.